are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and the owner of CB Coaching and Consulting. Thank you for listening in to our Infinite Possibilities Radio Broadcast today. This is designed to educate you, the listener, on various topics that matter to women on both a personal and professional level. We are going to enjoy the next 30 minutes together learning about the self-worth of a woman. I'm going to jump right in and get started because we have a lot to cover in the next 30 minutes. Let's define our key word, self-worth. And we're also going to discuss self-esteem because actually those two words go hand in hand. So self-worth is actually self-esteem. In sociology and psychology, self-esteem reflects a person's value overall of subjective emotional evaluation of her own worth. It is a judgment of oneself as an attitude towards oneself. Self-esteem encompasses beliefs. For example, I am competent, I am worthy, and emotions such as triumph, despair, pride, and shame. In this technology-based world that we all live in, you can hop online right now and Google self-worth or self-esteem and find over 7 million articles having something to do with a woman's self-worth and self-esteem. Think about that. 7 million articles on this topic. With that many articles available alone, I would say that women think about this topic a lot, wouldn't you? Statistics prove that 4 out of 5 women at some point in time in their life deal with these self-worth and self-esteem issues. Now let's step back in time for just a few moments. Think of most babies that you see. They are happy, they're secure, they laugh, they play. They have the confidence of knowing that their parents are there to take care of them. That is the ideal setup when a baby is born into a family with 2 parents. But what if that isn't the case? In today's society, that unfortunately isn't always the case. Many children grow up in a home with only 1 parent, and many more children grow up without parents at all to give them that firm foundation and security. In a case study of babies who were adopted from an overseas orphanage, there are findings of emotional detachment disorder. What is emotional detachment disorder? It is when a baby isn't held enough, isn't paid attention to enough. Yes, their basic needs are met. Their diapers changed. They are fed. And they are comforted if they cry. However, they are not held. They are not given that one-on-one attention that we are used to. And so whenever they are left unattended like that, their emotional needs do not get met. And that causes emotional detachment disorder. It's the difference between growing up in a stable home environment versus an unstable home environment can alter your chances from the beginning. So if you start out with a firm foundation, the odds are not in your favor. Then you get to adolescence, where you are already feeling awkward, and the friends that were always your friends aren't your friends anymore. Does anybody know what I'm talking about there? You could have been playing on the playground yesterday, But today, that same friend doesn't even speak to you in the hall. That's a big blow to your self-esteem. You were just friends yesterday. What happened? Then the dreaded negative self-talk begins. You may recognize it. Listen closely, as it usually goes something like this for most of us. What did I do wrong? Did I say something I don't remember saying? Did I make my friend mad? Do they not like me anymore? Oh, I guess I'm just not good enough. I can't do anything right. I'm stupid. I'm not pretty enough. And the list and on. Is this helping us lay a firm foundation for our adult future? Are you kidding me? No way. 6 out of 10 girls stop doing what they love because they feel uncomfortable with their appearance. 6 out of 10. Think about that. 60% of us stop doing what we love because someone didn't care for our appearance, or they didn't like the way we spoke or interacted with them. 60% of us. If you happen to have a pen and paper, I want you to take it out. If you're listening to this broadcast while I'm driving, please don't reach for that pen or paper. Just visualize this exercise. I care about not only your self-worth, but I want you to be safe out there on the road. Okay, are we ready? I want you to think back to your childhood and write down the worst thing you can remember being called during your childhood. Go ahead, write it down. Okay, has everybody got it? Now, let's think of the most favorite picture that you have of your child, your friend, your sister, your mother. Think about that picture. Now, you've got that picture in your mind. You have the word from your childhood in your mind. Now, take that word that you remembered from your childhood and write that word on that favorite picture that you selected of your child, your friend, your sister, your mother. Write it right across the front of that word. Right across the front of that picture that I told you to think about. How do you feel? Do you feel some frustration? Maybe even some anger start to get fast, or your heart start racing a little bit? Because seeing that word across a picture of someone that you care about, that's a logical reaction. So now answer this question. If we have those feelings about someone else getting called that terrible name from childhood, why do we say things similar like that directly to ourselves? Most of us have heard the phrase, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is one of the biggest childhood lies we are told. But those words, just words. Those words mark us forever. How do you really know if you have low self-esteem? When you are raised up by compliments and you are lowered by criticism. Self-esteem is not constant all the time. It goes up and down. We're human beings. We have good days. We have bad days. These things go hand in hand. Self-esteem, self-worth, self-image, and self-regard. They all describe the way you feel about yourself. We as women see 400 to 600 ads per day, making it hard to see ourselves without distortion. The beauty industry manufactures unrealistic standards that can be harmful to anyone's self-esteem, but it especially affects women. When could we stop being individuals and become products on a conveyor belt? Let's start working to change that idea. Because the last time I checked, weren't we the ones that were keeping that beauty industry in business? I want you to embrace yourself. Make someone smile. Tell them that they are beautiful today. If you have low self-esteem, it is when you think your overall rating is just too bad. You feel unworthy. You're incapable. You're incompetent without any obvious reason or trying to change it. You aren't satisfied with your body shape, your looks, and you do not do anything to change it. The signs of low self-esteem are you're hypersensitive. You have a fear of people. You're socially withdrawn. You're mistrusting of people. Lack of ambition. Perfectionist. You have a tendency to blame others about external factors in your life. You have a negative view of life. You are always being critical. You always find something negative to say. You're always complaining. Fear of taking risks. You just decide that this is life and this is where I better stay. You follow other people blindly. And the list goes on and on. What is happening to the unconscious mind when you have low self-esteem is it's being filled with negative things about you without any real evidence about it, which causes you to believe the criticism of others and follow them blindly. You start to get to the point that you feel like you can't even make a decision on your own. And that's a really lonely place to be. Now let's talk about high self-esteem for a moment. High self-esteem is the complete opposite to all of what I've just mentioned. Your self-esteem is high when you think your overall rating is good enough. And you have a better chance to succeed than a lot of people. You experience high self-esteem when you feel worthy, capable, confident. You have high self-esteem when you forgive yourself for your mistakes. You forget about your failures. And you just learn from them. You celebrate your strengths and achievements. You don't have to be perfect to have high self-esteem. You just have to accept yourself as good enough. A healthy self-esteem doesn't depend on your current status. Instead, it depends on what you expect yourself to be in the future. You see, we all have ups and downs in life, and there's no guarantees. One year you can be on top of the world, and the next year you can be on the bottom. We could all think of a success story right now where someone has risen to the top, lost everything. A lot of America did that in 2008 with the real estate drop. But they didn't stay there. They kept fighting back. They had a good self-esteem so that they saw what they expected themselves to be in the future and not they were for that moment in time. Self-efficacy is to think and direct your own life. And self-respect is when you have an inherent value in yourself and a right to be happy. If you combine self-efficacy and self-respect, that truly is self-worth. Now, we all know what a selfie is, right? Of course we do. We take thousands of them or hundreds of them, just depending on who you are and how much you use your phone. But this is what I want to call selfie time right now. So I want to give you three exercises to work on as a takeaway from today's show, okay? Here goes. So use that pen and paper if you want to, or maybe you can just put them in your memory bank. But selfie time tip number one, do something you have been putting off. What is that voice that's telling you in the background? Don't do it. You shouldn't do it. I'm going to give you an example that I just experienced this weekend, as a matter of fact. Do something you have been putting off. For probably about the last 4 or 5 years, I have had such a desire to fly. I don't mean in a commercial plane. I mean pilot, a small private plane. And I have had the opportunity to do that for a little over a year now. And I actually finally took that leap and went for it this Saturday. Got up in a plane, was up there 30 minutes, piloted the plane with the instruction of my flight instructor for about 30 minutes, had the absolute time of my life. I stopped putting it off out of, well, what if something doesn't go right? What if I don't like it? What if it's not what I expected? I just did it, and it was more than I expected. And it was amazing to, for me, what a stress reliever that experience was. Whenever you do things like that, you feel lighter. You are less stressed. You feel better about yourself. Now, here is selfie tip number two. Gratitude. Gratitude makes you feel better. It is scientifically proven that it helps people live a healthier life. People who have a consistent behavior of saying thank you to other people are happier and healthier individuals. So the next time someone does something for you, or you just out of the kindness have, you know, somebody offer something, say thank you. You'll be amazed the difference it makes in your life. Selfie tip number three, treat yourself like your best friend. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Would you put your best friend down in a casual conversation? Would you temper all accounts of achievement with, well, it doesn't really matter? No, you wouldn't do that. So why do you treat yourself any different? If someone compliments you, don't play it down. Just say with a big smile on your face, thank you. Be proud of yourself. Give yourself the permission to be proud of yourself. Brag a little. You are no less deserving of that happiness and good things coming into your life than anyone else. The things that occur in someone's life whenever they have low self-esteem or low self-worth is whenever they feel inadequate, they don't take risks, they don't do things like they would truly want to do if it was up to them, choose to just kind of stand back and watch life pass them by. That's not something that you have to do. Whenever you start doing that in your personal life, a lot of people think that you can compartmentalize it into your business life. Oh, well, my personal life is a mess, but I'll focus on my business life. Well, you know something? It might work for a while. It truly might. And there's a lot of people out there that are good at compartmentalizing. However, at some point in time, just like if two people were going the opposite direction that they should on a road, there's going to be a collision at some point in time. So before that collision stops or occurs, stop it. Reach down and find what is it that is causing you to have that low self-esteem. Is it that you didn't receive the affirmation of a parent or the attention that you needed from a parent? Were you possibly one of many children and didn't get that one-on-one attention? Or were you always compared to a sibling? Did you feel like you never measured up? You weren't where you were supposed to be in life based on your parents' ideas for your life? Or was it that child that bullied you in grade school or middle school whenever you were in your awkward phase and you had the braces like we all did? I know I did. I had braces for 5 years. Or you were going through the changes, so you didn't, you know, you had that awkward, you know, you didn't feel that confident and people made fun of you, whether it was you're too slim, you're too tall, you're too short. I mean, in this life, it seems like people can just find something to say about you, whether it's true or not. But whenever you dig down deep inside and you know who you truly are, none of that will matter. Yes, I'm not going to say it won't maybe sting or hurt, but it's not going to change who you are. It's kind of like a bullet that pings against a piece of steel, kind of it ricochets off of it. Whenever you know who you truly are within yourself, whenever your self-esteem isn't going to change, because your self-esteem and your self-worth aren't on the outside. They actually reside within you. And so our body is kind of like a protective shell over that self-esteem. And the only way that we can allow things to get in and affect that self-esteem is the choice that we make. So, yes, those names that kids called you whenever you were younger, of course they hurt. My goodness, I mean, think of my name. Let's just use me for an example here. My name is Babette. I love my name as an adult. But as a child, I mean, are you kidding me? I grew up in a very small town. And my mom and dad were divorced, so that was unusual back whenever I was growing up. And I had a name like Babette. We didn't have much money at all, so, you know, the cards were stacked against me, shall we say. But I didn't let that change who I was. I remember going out for cheerleading, and they announced it, who all made the cheerleading squad. Now, think of this. They announced who all made the cheerleading squad, and I will never forget the boy, and I won't share his name, but he was on the basketball team, and he got to announce who was on the cheerleading squad that day or that year. And sure enough, instead of saying my name, he, instead of saying just Babette, because there was only one Babette in my school, he actually said Baboon with my last name. Now, wow, that went over the entire school speaker, and that was what we called junior high back in that day. And it'd be comparable to a middle school in today's day. And there was probably 450 kids in that school. Can you imagine what I went through walking through the halls that day? I still remember that to this day, and that was many, many decades ago. Let's just say that. But I didn't let that affect me to the point that it changed me. It did hurt, and there were jokes about it at practices and so forth, but I didn't let it change who I was because I was constantly working on myself, figuring out who I was, what I wanted out of life, and who were the people that I wanted in my life. So whenever you think of different things that have occurred, know that those are things in the past, and yes, they hurt, but that doesn't mean that they have to affect your future, because you can start right now, and you can start working on your self-esteem. You can start working on your self-worth, and in a matter of time, you will not let those things absorb into you. Yes, like I said, we all have good days. We all have bad days. We all get our feelings hurt. We're human beings, but that still doesn't change who we are inside, because you know who you are. Once you determine that, your self-esteem doesn't waver the way it does beforehand. I appreciate your time today. I want to say, if you have enjoyed today's show, go visit our everywomancanbe.com website. We have a place that you can sign up for the e-club. To let you know, with Every Woman Can Be, of course, my passion is women. That's why I created the organization. I want every woman, for whatever journey she's on in this life, to succeed. and our organization supports those dreams of hers. So join our e-club today. Mention that you were on this call. Let us know what you think. Visit our website and visit our Facebook page as well. Let us know that you were on this call today and what you thought of it. With my coaching business, Crooked Halo Coaching and CB Coaching and Consulting, I am actually going to start an online series because I think self-worth is so important. And if we don't get our self-worth in check, everything else that we do in our life, it will affect. So I am starting an online program that will be rolled out, in just a few weeks. And if you will go to our e-club at everywomancanbe.com and sign up for the e-club, mention that you were on this call today, I would love to send you some information about it, or you can visit me at coachbabette.com or at crookedhalocoaching.com. And I will be have information about that series. We're going to do an online series for 6 weeks. This is just a portion of the information that I shared today. We go in-depth with this program that I've created, and it's going to be phenomenal. It's already changing lives of some teenage girls that I work with, and I would love to help it change your life too. So I want to thank you all for being on today's call. Thank you so much for your time today. And check out our website, not only to visit the e-club and join up for that today, but visit our website for upcoming events. We've got a lot of things that are happening. Everything's on there posted through the end of the year. And again, our website is www.everywomancanbe.com. I would like to thank you, our listeners, for taking time out of your schedule to join me on this Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast today. In all that you do and all that you do today and always, lead with passion and purpose, because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Bye for now.